When HBO first began developing Game of Thrones, a fantasy epic based on George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire novels, they knew they were embarking on a highly ambitious project. Before the series went on to become a cultural phenomenon, a significant part of its history was almost lost to time, a test pilot episode that was so problematic it never saw the light of day. This is Land of the Lost, the Game of Thrones test pilot. In 2007, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss were tasked with bringing Martin's sprawling fantasy world to television. After years of pre-production, casting, and building the sets, the time came to film the pilot. This initial version of the Game of Thrones pilot was completed in 2009. However, once the creators and HBO executives watched it, they realized they had a problem on their hands. The episode simply didn't work. In an interview, George R.R. Martin said, "It was a disaster, but at the same time, it was an amazing learning experience." The network gave Benioff and Weiss the rare opportunity to reshoot and overhaul the pilot, which led to significant changes that paved the way for the eventual success of the show. The lost pilot of Game of Thrones deviated in several important ways from the final version that aired in April 2011. While much of the plot was the same, the tone, casting, and some narrative choices differed. Some of the characters were portrayed by different actors in the lost pilot. The most notable recasting was that of Daenerys Targaryen. Initially played by Tamsin Merchant, the role was later given to Emilia Clarke, who became synonymous with the character. Jennifer Eale, originally cast as Catelyn Stark, was also replaced by Michelle Fairley. Both of these recastings were crucial in elevating the show to its eventual success. The original pilot episode lacked clear exposition, leaving audiences confused about key relationships and storylines. For example, the connection between Jaime and Cersei Lannister was not made apparent, a vital plot point that drives the show's intrigue. This was corrected in the reshoot, with more attention given to crucial character dynamics. Some of the costumes and sets were changed after the pilot. Early versions of the sets felt more medieval and less polished than what the final production team envisioned. They also altered Daenerys' wedding to Khal Drogo, which was initially filmed in a more modest setting than the lavish ceremony depicted in the aired version. Despite the reshoots, HBO never released the original pilot episode to the public. It remains locked away, a piece of lost media that only a select few in the industry have seen. While portions of the test pilot were salvaged and used in the final version, much of the footage was completely scrapped. Over the years, fans have clamored to see this elusive lost pilot, curious to experience what could have been. Benioff and Weiss have been open about the many issues with the original version, admitting that it was a near disaster. In fact, they've credited this failure with helping them refine their approach to the series, ultimately producing the groundbreaking show fans know today. While the lost pilot may never be officially released, its legacy continues to intrigue both Game of Thrones fans and scholars of television history. It serves as a reminder that even the most successful shows often face significant obstacles during development. The lost pilot also underscores how pivotal casting, direction, and clarity in storytelling are in bringing a complex narrative to life. In the years since Game of Thrones became a global hit, cast members, producers, and even George R.R. Martin have shared tidbits about the differences between the original pilot and the version that aired. Despite the curiosity, HBO has remained firm in its decision to keep the episode under wraps, making it one of television's most famous pieces of lost media. The Game of Thrones test pilot is a fascinating what-if moment in the history of television. It's a testament to the importance of adaptation, resilience, and second chances, all elements that helped the show eventually claim the Iron Throne of television history.